Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Uplifting Communities Talk Show with Ms. Tamaya and Mr. Jamar. Now, with today, we got a really good guest for you guys today, so y'all just go ahead on and hold on to your seat because this thing here is going to be good. This is going to be one of the best talk shows you guys ever want to listen to. Okay, but before I go any farther, what I want to do, I want to bring on your host, Mr. Jamar. Jamar, go ahead on and take over.
Hello, everyone. Jamar Turner here. So happy to be with all of you. I'm so happy to be joining Mr. John L. Brown, Mr. Lee Freeman, and Tamaya Gaines this evening. But for this reason, I want to send it on over to Ms. Tamaya Gaines for a few announcements you'd like to make.
All righty. Thank you, Jamar, for that brief introduction. Welcome, Uplifting Communities talk show and radio show. My name is Tamaya Gaines. Before we get started on introducing our guests for today, I wanted to bring you guys a couple of public service announcements, okay? The first announcement is for the people who suffer from bromidrosis, okay, a.k.a. smelly underarms. From people with healthy noses everywhere, discount deodorant is not effective in this triple-digit weather, okay? So we're going to need you to invest in some quality deodorant. They have extra strength, clinical strength, and if necessary, prescription strength, okay? So I just wanted to put it out there, you know, for those who are suffering for the smell that penetrates beyond the mask, okay? The other announcement is today is actually National Suicide Awareness Day. According to the World Health Organization, every 40 seconds, someone is committing suicide. That's about 800,000 people a year, and this is serious, you guys. And those numbers are constantly rising. Between 1999 and 2018, in the United States, the suicide rate had increased by 35%. So if you have close friends and loved ones, please pay attention to the warning signs of depression. And for those who are suffering from depression, don't be afraid to ask for help. The suicide hotline number is 1-800-273-8255. Again, that number is 1-800-273-8255. Help is available, okay? And with that being said, let me just jump right into some other stats, right? According to healthcentral.com, the top seven triggers for depression are genes, gender, alcohol, major life events such as job loss, divorce, relationship breakdown, and bereavement, isolation and loneliness, illness, and personality. And today we are going to talk about money, which is a major life event, one of the reasons why people suffer from depression when they lack the resources necessary to cover their basic everyday living. So with that, I'd like to introduce today's guest, and that's Mr. Lee Freeman of Pimpy's Investment Chat on YouTube. Mr. Lee Freeman, would you like to tell our audience a little bit about yourself?
Yes, hi. Thank you for having me. I really do appreciate that. You know, I guess the best way to just describe me is I'm just like one of the average Joe or one of the average Jones out there, you know, who my whole life I've been, you know, going to work a 9-to-5, but had nothing to show for it. As time went on, I started saying to myself, look, I need to do something. Most people have been procrastinating. That means you're starting to really position yourself to rely too much on a government, which is not a good thing. They can't take care of you the way you should. So in doing so, you know, I've been able to keep an eye on and really research a lot of different types of investments. You know, one of them in particular was introduced to me by my friend. But, you know, my whole channel covers different areas, of course, when it comes to investments, especially when it comes to precious metals, which right now we're in a unique time in history. So, you know, again, I'm just like your average Joe. I take what these professionals do. They come out with their graphs. They make it real complicated sounding. And then I turn around and make a video and just simplify it as much as possible so that people, anybody, can follow along. In addition to that, anybody could invest in.
Now, Mr. Freeman. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Mr. Meyer. You want to go?
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Jamar. You have the floor.
Oh, okay. I wanted to ask him really quickly for the viewers. Pimpies, where did that come from? The name Pimpies.
I know. You said somebody put it in a comment. He goes, am I getting this right? There's 56,000 of us are all taking advice from a guy whose name is Pimpy. And I started laughing, but he's joking, of course. But so the nickname came from, I used to be a club promoter for many, many, many years. And so there was this, this word pimpish was in style in the early 2000s. You know what I mean? People use it to describe something, something good that's, really pimpish looking. And there's something, it just drove me crazy because it never seemed to fit. So I was like, no, to me that looks pimpy. You know what I mean? So I would use it like an adjective. Like if somebody said, hey, today I got a job raise or something like that, I would say, well, that's pimpy. That's really good. Or what do you think of my outfit? I would say, well, that's pimpy. The funny thing is, as time went on, people wouldn't remember my name, but they would remember that I would use the word. They go, there goes, it's pimpy, pimpy. And they'll go, oh. And so that's how the nickname came around. And so, yeah, that's how it's stuck in it's been ever since. But yeah, so of course, the word enter that catches everybody's attention is, well, did you used to be a pimp? I was like, no, I know that's funny, but it's just, it's a word that I use all the time, and it kind of stuck. But yeah, that's where the word pimpy comes from.
Wow. Tamaya?
Actually, you know what? For our listeners, I also want to make another really brief announcement. Originally, we were expecting to have D-Lay, the comedian, on tonight's show. We're not exactly sure what happened to D-Lay. I'm hoping everything okay. I noticed that he has not been active on his social media pages for the last 24 hours. It could be that his birthday is next week and he's celebrating early, so happy early birthday to you, D-Lay. But I do pray that everything is okay? So our thoughts and prayers are with you. Hopefully we can get him rescheduled at a later date. But we do have an awesome guest, Mr. Lee Freeman, and he's going to go into some of the topics that he likes to talk about on his channel, and that's Pimpy's Investment Chat on YouTube. So, Lee, why don't you go ahead and – actually, Lee, I know Lee personally, okay, his YouTube channel. Gosh, I've been knowing Lee for over a decade now, and it's funny because my kids who are, in their early 20s, they actually follow his investment channel, or they subscribe to his channel, and they're calling me, giving me information. Mommy, this guy said this, or Pimpy said this. You know what I mean? And they were really, really interested. Two of the currencies that they found interesting that I found interesting as well, and that I also purchased, was the Vietnam dong. I know that one was interesting, and there was also the Iraqi dinar. I don't know if I think I looked at your channel, and there were a few other currencies, but tell us what's the hottest currency right now and why.
So I'll explain the story behind those, because there are many people out there that are talking about these currencies, but you have to be really careful about the information that's being shared. They both of them are connected to a lot of scams they use these for. So when you first get into them, people are like, oh, these things are a scam. They're not real. What's the story behind them? Well, when you do the research, you find out it's not the currencies that are a scam. People committed scams using the currencies. So I'll just say real quick, when it comes to the Vietnam dong, they have been manipulating their currencies for quite some time. So the exchange rate is what we're constantly talking about. Like, what is the true value? So if I buy the Vietnam dong currency, or if I buy the Iraqi dinar, I can get X amount of them, which is actually really a large number for a fairly cheap amount of money. So, but if these things get reinstated to the proper rates, then you have an opportunity to make a lot of money off these investments. Now, when it comes to the Iraqi dinar, so I'll kind of give you a separate story to get you to understand what happened with the Iraqi dinar. So when Kuwait was invaded by Iraq, whenever a country invades another country, usually what happens is they just take that country's currency and they devalue it to nothing. And that's just in case the country that's invading doesn't steal all their wealth. You know what I mean? Doesn't steal all their money. So if you just take it and you just kill the actual value of the money so that, again, that's why. So it doesn't get stolen. So that's what happened. And when Iraq invaded Kuwait, the currency of the Kuwait dinar dropped down very low. Once Iraq got out of Kuwait and Kuwait was able to get back on their own feet, what happened was they had a rate. So what I mean by an exchange rate is you could take one of those Kuwait dinars and exchange it for U.S. dollars. And at the time, the rate was $3.48 for every one Kuwait dinar. So that's what it was. Mm. So when it devalued them all the way down to almost nothing, you can grab, like, you know, I'm just going to use this as a round number because I don't know it exactly, but, you know, you could spend, like, you know, $100 and pick up $1 million worth of Kuwait dinars. Do you see what I'm saying? So then what happened, so what happened was when they reinstated the rate, anybody holding on to the Kuwait dinar got that bump in value. So I'm just using this again. If you bought 1 million Kuwait dinars for, like, let's say $1, I'm just using it as an example, and then all of a sudden the rate change happens, and then you go to exchange your Kuwait dinar, right, then you would get that $3.48 per Kuwait dinar. You became, a lot of people became millionaires, like, overnight.
Millionaires, right? Overnight, so, yeah.
Yeah, millionaires, they did. Yeah, so they did. So, but there's no way to know for sure when these things actually happen. So when the United States went into Iraq and they invaded them, the same thing happened. You know what I mean? As punishment, we devalued their currencies. Right now you could buy 1 million Iraqi dinar for just a little over $800. But what everybody's doing is they're going, oh, I know. The thought is once their currencies get reinstated, it would go back to the original $3.22 exchange rate. So that's what everybody is hoping for. Now, it's a low-risk, high-reward situation, but where it becomes complicated is how realistic is this? Are they really going to reinstate the $3.22 rate? But people are willing to take that gamble. So the currency itself is still good. You can take it, you can spend it, you can exchange it here in America in Chase Bank, you know what I mean, at the current rate. It has no value right now. So what everybody's crossing their fingers for is once they get reinstated, or that their exchange rate gets reinstated back to the 322. So I tell people, look, this is one of those low-risk, high-reward situations. It's worth finding out. You know what? It's no harm. If you have some discretionary funds, then why not pick up, you know, a couple $100,000? It doesn't cost that much. It's a couple $100. You just sit on it. See what happens. If the rate change happens and they do indeed reinstate the 322 rate, well, then your couple $100,000, you know, becomes about almost $700,000. You know what I mean? So that's why people are interested in it. In Vietnam's case, it's a little bit different. They've just been manipulating their currency and, you know, purposely leaving a low value on it. People, the idea is that it should be up there somewhere around 12, 14 cents American for every one Vietnam dong, but it's not. So people buy, you could buy millions of those for like $40. So people are hoping that they, cause them to make a correction to the rate. Now they are on the United States' currency manipulation list right now, Vietnam is. So, again, it's one of those low-risk, high-reward situations. The currencies are good. You can always take them back and get your money back. It's not like you're losing anything. So there's no scam. If you get impatient waiting, then just take the currency back and just get your money back. That's all it is. But basically, people are gambling a little bit that the Vietnam will make a correction to their currency exchange rate, which, you know, if Trump's in office, they're definitely going to do it. He doesn't like people manipulating their currency. And in addition to that, Iraq being reinstated at the rate that they once had. So that's the thought process behind it. But there's more to it, obviously. I'm just trying to do it in a quick nutshell. And that's what a lot of my videos are about. We keep an eye on those factors that would see these things happen. You know what I mean? See them to the end. So, you know, again, it's something that I encourage people to, if you just got, you know, a little discretionary funds, just why not pick it up and see what happens?
Right, because how often do you squander $40? I know a few people personally who purchased a few million of the Vietnam dong. But the funny thing is, after they purchased the dong, I was getting calls every day. Are we millionaires yet? Are we millionaires yet? And I'm like, no. Be patient. You know what I mean? You squander $40 everywhere. You know, you're not worried about that. So be patient.
Exactly.
Lee Freeman, let me ask you this, because I know you said something about the Iraqi dinar going upwards of $3, which is what a lot of people are hoping for. What is the probability of it at least appreciating to compare with the Jordanian dinar? I believe that's what, about $1.40, $1.60 per U.S. dollar. What is the likelihood of it at least doing that versus jumping all the way back up to $3? What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, so that's another thing that a lot of people look at. If you go look at all those countries around the Middle East, the different types of dinars, you can see they all hold a lot of value to them. Well, let's put it this way. The exchange rate is above a dollar. I think there's only two exceptions that they're below a dollar, but still, well worth, again, to invest into. So here's what I tell people. We don't do dates and we don't do rates. That's how a lot of people were misled. A lot of people were taken advantage of. People on the YouTube were lying. So here's my thing. I've read a lot of the minutes from the CBI Bank. They have these discussions with the International Monetary Fund as well as with the government of Iraq. I was able to get some bank minutes and kind of see what they're talking about for several years. And the one rate from the IMF and the Central Bank of Iraq was, if it's reinstated, we can't do it at the 3.22 rate. It needs to be somewhere around $1.12. That's what we call the sweet spot. It can't be too high. It can't be too low, so they can compete on the international playing field. But also, they also need to rebuild their country. So that was supposed to be the sweet spot. The Iraqi government is saying, no, 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 that's not fair. No, we had the 3.22 rate, and we didn't do anything to lose that. Therefore, we should get the 3.22 rate back. Now, I've heard all kinds of rumors about different rates, some of them so ridiculous it's not even funny. So when people ask me my opinion, I say, look, I understand what IMF and the CBI Bank was saying. You know, $1.12, $1.37, somewhere in there is a very competitive rate. Later on, though, I started thinking about this, and I was talking to my friend who's an economist. He teaches over there at Stanford, and we went over this, and me and him agreed that's the sweet spot. But then he called me back up a few weeks later. He goes, I've been thinking about this. I said, what's that? He goes, yeah, I think the government's right. They should get the 3.22 rate. And I said, how is that? He goes, they have nothing, Lee. They have nothing. They don't have to worry about not being competitive. See, if the rate's too high, then it costs too much money, and they end up importing more things than they do make them there. Do you see what I'm saying? So the rate, yeah, so it's cheaper to import than it is to open up companies in Iraq. So it affects their economy. You know, you want to build businesses in Iraq. You want to rebuild Iraq, but you can't do that if the products that you make cost more money than if you just bought it from another country and had it imported in. So that's why that rate might be a little too high. But what he said is this: Iraq is starting from ground zero. They're starting from scratch. They have nothing. So there's nothing they need to worry about. They need that purchasing power to go ahead and buy everything they need to rebuild their country. So put it at the 3.22 rate, get everything that you need, and then start making your adjustments as time goes on so that Iraq becomes very competitive. They're relying too much right now on their oil, and that came back to hurt them when oil prices drop. So, you know, if all they have right now is to be able to rely on their oil, they have to start rebuilding the country so they can rely on other things other than oil.
All right.
So basically,
I have to jump in and make this announcement. We're listening at Uplifting Communities Talk Show with Mr. Lee Freeman, and we're discussing investing in currency. Okay, now, also we have the board is filled up with people. Okay, they're trying to get in. They want to either ask a question or elaborate on something. And we don't have that much time. Not time, we're going pretty fast. So you guys want to continue, or you guys want to let the people in to ask a question or elaborate on something? What y'all want to do?
Let's get into the precious metals. That's really important.
Yeah, that's where I was going. I want to ask one more question in regards to gold and silver and precious metals, which is what Lee kind of was getting around to here. What would be more advantageous, or what is a safer investment? Would you say it would be in either one of these currencies or in precious metals, and why?
Ooh, precious metals right now, we are at a very unique time in our history. Gold and silver values have been really suppressed for a very long time. The prices have been manipulated. The true values are being held down. So we are in probably right now when it comes to precious metals, we are in a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It's this is something that's going to be unbelievable. And what I mean by that is this. See, you can invest in the precious metals. They're great to hedge against inflation. They're a great way to leverage against an economy that goes really bad, you know, to go up in value. But it protects your wealth is what it does. Usually you use that to do just that. That's protect your wealth. But in this particular time where we are right now in this history, this is a unique time in which not only will you be able to protect your wealth, but actually gain wealth. With all the money that we're printing right now, what usually happens is there's a graph that you can see that gold and silver usually support our currency. So when the gap between the values of our gold and silver and the money supply starts to widen, they always revalue gold and silver. In other words, decrease the values to even them up again. So they're side by side. But right now, the gap is bigger than it's ever been, and the prices are still being manipulated. For the first time, we're in a position to actually become really wealthy off precious metals. If people want to get an idea of what the real value of gold and silver is, they just need to go to the national debt clock, go down to the bottom right-hand side, and click that button that says precious metals, then scroll down, and you'll see that they're showing gold's real value is at $31,000 an ounce, and silver's at about $4,000 an ounce. So that's more realistic. Yeah, that's a lot of experts believe that is the true value of gold and silver. So we're getting, and Trump said it many times, he's dropped many hints. He wants to go back to the gold standard. If he does that with as much money that's out there, yeah, you're going to see the biggest jump in values of both gold and silver, bigger than we've ever seen it before. So those holding on to precious metals will gain that wealth as the prices are being changed.
Did he say $4,000 an ounce?
Yes, that's the true value.
He said, oh, wow. Okay.
Tell the audience what the gold and silver is worth per ounce again.
Okay, so I can tell you what the market is counting. Now, keep in mind, this is paper value. So when you watch the stock market and you see them talk about what's the price of gold and silver, that's just paper value. That's not its true value, okay? So right now I think silver's at $1,950 an ounce right now, and you could buy, gold, and silver's like $27 an ounce right now. But that's not its true value. All you have to do is go Google the national debt clock, and you will go down there. You'll see silver's true value is about $4,000 an ounce, and gold is about $31,000 an ounce. That's if the gold and silver were let alone to do what they're supposed to do, to perform the right way. So Trump has told everybody we're going back to the gold standard, and that's why lots of people right now are really storing up on precious metals. I can't stress this enough. A lot of people say, well, I can't afford gold. I said, that's okay. Silver always outperforms gold. Silver is known as the poor man's gold. It's not that expensive. Just start doing whatever it takes to start stacking silver. That's what you should be doing, and a lot of people are doing that.
Wow. And Matt,
well, you got
I'm
experts everywhere
actually,
saying right now that there's experts everywhere saying gold is going to be anywhere from $5,000 to $25,000 an ounce here very soon. They're all saying it now, finally.
And Mr. Freeman,
and
for those who may not know.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, T.
No, I was just going to ask if he knew the cost of gold per ounce today. So we can have something kind of to compare it to.
Okay, so right now the market says that gold is about $1,959 an ounce.
$1,959, okay.
Wow.
Silver right now is about a little over $27 an ounce. So they're really, really super cheap. People should be focusing. I have people moving, you know, their entire, or I tell people at least try to move 25 to 30% of your IRA into precious metals. Nothing happens on the stock market like we think it is. And we're looking at a worldwide economical crash that's coming up. We haven't even begun to see the tip of it yet. People are already all moving over to precious metals. Warren Buffett, you know, Ray Dalio, these hedge funds. You know, they tell people, no, you don't need gold and silver, but then they turn around and you track them, and you see they're buying millions, hundreds of millions of dollars worth. So that's why I tell people, don't pay attention to what they say. Watch what they do. And we should be doing the same thing.
That's right.
Got it.
Wow.
Yeah,
look, you
know, I think we should start letting the people in because I don't want to lose them.
Sure.
You know, they're ready to come in. So let's start letting them in so that way they can ask a question or elaborate on something. And then we're going to come back to Mr. Lee. Well, they're going to be talking to him anyway. All right, here we go, yo. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from. Well, okay, let's try the other one.
Hello?
Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
This is Andre and Romain from Sacramento.
Oh, okay, Andre.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, you wanted to ask a question or you wanted to elaborate on something?
Yes, we were calling in. We wanted to give a shout out to Mr. Brown and Artie the Honey Lady.
Okay.
Us about the show earlier today.
Okay, how you doing?
We're doing all right.
Could you tell the audience who you are?
We are Liquid Seduction, and we own our own vodka company.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is so nice. All right. Yeah, I've heard of you. Matter of fact, she told me that you guys would be calling in. Yeah, and that's what a great time for you guys to call. You guys can see what's going on with the money with Mr. Lee Freeman.
Yes, we're definitely interested.
Okay, you got any question? You got a question you want to ask him?
Yes, I have a question. So, what would be the best way to go about getting small business investors?
Small business investors. I'm always hesitant to answer this question because when I bring up the name of the person who's responsible for it, it can spark issues. But Trump put out some very good programs for small businesses to get started up. And I mean some really great programs, easy to get into. If I was look into those programs. I know that Linda McMahon at one time was in charge of those programs. And they've created a record number of small business jobs or small businesses across our nation, a record of them. And I'm proud to say that, you know, 74% of the people that started all those small businesses were black women. So the minorities really were able to benefit from this program that Trump had put out there. So I would definitely look into there because, they really want, especially now with the Rona going on, you know what I mean? So you definitely want to look into these programs because I don't think you're going to have any trouble getting any help with investing into a small business right now, especially with everybody ready to go back to work. I think that'll be a great opportunity.
Right. And this is Tamaya, just kind of piggybacking off of that question. You can also go, and I have a background in lending as well. You can also go to SBA.gov, and they have a myriad of small business loan products for every level of your business. So if you're just starting out, if you've been in the business for a while, if you, are trying to revitalize your business, they typically have loan products for you. At this point, I do not believe that they've run out of money. They may be getting close. But I know that the guidelines have been a little bit more lenient due to the COVID-19. So you may get a favorable reply in regards to your business loan. But, SBA.gov is a great resource as well, okay?
Yeah, I think if you have right now a great plan, right now probably more than ever is a great time to start a small business. I don't think we've ever seen access to these types of phones like this before in our past, so this is a great time.
Well, see, we've dealt with the SBA before, and it wasn't favorable to us, so we're looking for different avenues, and we're not really looking into loans. We're looking more into, like, investment or a business line of credit.
Gotcha. All right. Any other questions in regards to the currency?
No, not at this time.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot for calling in, okay? And hope that we hope that we can meet again in person, because we're going to be doing some favorable stuff for the community. And so you could be a really good candidate to help us out. Okay. Okay.
There's also other things out there like Kickstart. You can do Kickstart. So if you have a good product and you're known in your community, there's different ways that you can inquire, or not inquire, but get your community involved in helping you start your businesses. So there's all those types of things out there. You know what I mean? Like, I know there's another program that's like Kickstart, but you can start it in there, and people can fund it if they like your idea, help you get going in the community. That's just a suggestion.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds really good. We'll look into that.
Okay.
Mr. John L. Brown?
Oh, yeah.
Mr. John L.
You're right.
Mr. John L. Brown, may I ask Mr. Freeman a few questions, please?
Sure.
Oh,
you got it.
Floor.
Thank you.
Jamar. You got the flow.
I'm on the flow right now. Oh, lie. I'm sliding.
You got the mic. You got the mic, Jamar. Go ahead. Do your thing.
Mr. Finn, first of all, I want to acknowledge your excitement and passion for what you're doing and how you're providing much needed knowledge, because I did not know that I have the opportunity to invest in gold and silver and actually be an asset for my future. You know, you begin to worship the dollar and feel like the dollar is the entire life, but there's more ways than one to having assets that aren't the American dollar. But for the viewers that are listening who, may not know a couple things, which I didn't know of, explaining a little bit more first about Tier 1 versus Tier 2 and Tier 3 and the process of buying gold and silver.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. But you did bring up something that I think is very important to talk about. The problem that we have with schooling is they're not teaching what I think, in my opinion, is life, things we should know, life lessons. And one of those things is like how to balance a checkbook. What happens if, how your credit affects your life. Things like that. We're told, you know, just like you said, you made a perfect point. Look, we're told to worship the almighty dollar. But you know what I mean? And that things like gold and silver are out of our reach. That's not the truth. We have access to these. And I have so many people that are my subscribers on my channel who said, I've never saved in my life. I just started buying silver. And they're excited about it. When you get that delivery to you and it gets in your hand, the feeling is really unbelievable. I have families that are now using this opportunity to teach their kids how to work hard, get the money, invest the money into the precious metals. Once they get it, how to save. You see, your money just sitting in your savings account or your checking account isn't doing anything for you. Turn around and put it into the precious metals. And I tell people, look, I don't trust the banks in the first place. There's a lot of things floating around right now where we're talking about a bail-in. One of my videos is called The Lessons from Cyprus, and I encourage people to watch it. And you can see what they did to those poor people. They took their money from them. So I tell people I don't trust my bank. So I don't have any money in bonds. I don't have any money in stocks. I don't have anything in my IRA account. I literally took it all out and put it into precious metals. That's exactly what I did. Now, I do keep 6 months worth of money on hand plus 10% just in case of emergency. So if we have something happen to the market and if we have something happen to the market and everybody rushes to the bank, guess what? They're not all going to get money. So, you know, and then they're going to limit the amount of money you can have every day as people are trying to rush over here to get their money out of their account. No, be prepared ahead of time. This is a smart time right now I know a lot of people go, man, I can't do that. No, you'd be surprised. You have to find a way. So having said that, I moved everything. So every time I get paid on my paycheck, I put enough money in my checking account to cover my normal monthly bills, but everything else goes right into precious metals. That's how serious I'm about it.
Wow.
But, Mr. Lee, like Jamar was saying, how do we do that? I mean, where do we go to do that? There's a lot of people, you know, we the common man. We don't know where to go to invest in precious metals and gold and stuff like that. You know, give us some education on that.
Okay, so there's a saying in our industry, if you don't physically hold it, then you don't own it. And we're finding that out the hard way for a lot of people who trusted these different sites to store their precious metals, and now we're finding out that they also mixed that in with their inventory that they sold. Therefore, they sold more contracts than they're actually holding, and that's causing a problem for people who are demanding now to take back control of their physical gold and silver. It's not there. So how you can beat that is, first, I'm going to tell you the cheapest way, and that is go to your local coin dealer. They sell gold coins, silver coins, all right? They sell them both. For those of you who go, I can't afford an ounce of gold, that's too much. Well, they have what's called fractionals. So you could buy like 1 gram for like $50. It doesn't sound like a lot. But what you do is every time you get a chance, you just keep buying them, and eventually they will add up. So the cheapest place to go is go, and you want to ask them for silver bars or silver rounds, not coins, because the coins got a little bit more of a premium. You're wanting to, right now you want to stack precious metals. And for people who don't have a lot of money, just stick to silver. Silver always outperforms gold in the crisis. So try your local dealer first. Now, there are websites in which you can go to, and one of the companies that I work with is called Money Metals Exchange. All right, if you go there and you buy anything from them, and if you buy more than $100 worth of precious metals, you can use promo code PIMPY, P-I-M-P-Y, and it will send you a free half ounce of silver. Trust me, take any freebie you can get. So you can actually order it on the Internet, and they'll deliver it to your house. All right?
I love that.
No, it's great. It's like Christmas. I've been doing this for a long time, and even today, you know, it's funny. When I get my orders in the mail and they come to my house and I open up the package, I still get giddy over grabbing that silver coin out, you know, the silver coins. It's exciting, and kids get into it. If you've never saved before, don't be one of these people going, oh, man, that's not for me. I'm never going to be able to do that. What you need to do is stop making excuses and finding a way. I had people that said, man, I used to spend like $40 a week vaping. You know what I mean? Vaping. I said to myself, man, I'd rather have the precious metals to be prepared. So they stopped vaping. So not only are they healthier, but now they're spending that money. If you think about how much money you spend on Starbucks coffee every day, you know, cigarettes, alcohol, junk food.
Wow.
You know what I mean? You start finding a way to buy silver. It's not that expensive. Again, I do want to encourage
Mr.
people.
Mr. Freeman.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I have to ask you. Now, one thing that the viewers might not know, and I sure as don't know, is how do we differentiate between real silver and not real silver?
Okay, good. So, again, you want to be able to deal with somebody that's reputable, but don't get me wrong. A lot of people try to go get on eBay, and you get ripped off. Okay, so how you can tell is this. So, get a magnet. You know what I'm talking about? So, when you get your coins, put the magnet over the coins. If it sticks to the magnet, it's fake. You see, real gold and real silver stick to a magnet.
That's
right.
Right.
Wow.
So, that's right.
Yeah, so that's what you want to do.
I learned that a long time ago
and
forgot all about it.
Well, with silver, people who know silver, we can smell the silver. You can rub it with your fingers. We can smell it. Plus, it makes a different noise.
Wow.
When you drop it, it makes a different tink noise. You know what I mean? But there are, for people who are really concerned about it, there are like chemicals you could buy that you put a drop on it and it turns a certain color to tell you if it's real. So, yeah, for me, silver, I mean, I have both gold and silver. And when I get them both in the mail, don't get me wrong, I'm happy that I got my gold. But I don't get as excited about gold as I do silver. There's something about those coins that's very exciting. And this is a great time to start including your kids on this. I'll tell you a quick story you might get a kick out of. So this lady named Monica, she's got three kids. And she caught her nine-year-old daughter. So she's got an 11-year-old boy, a 9-year-old daughter, and then a 7-year-old boy. So she was telling me her daughter was quiet in the back of the car, and she said, what are you listening to? She says, well, I'm listening to Pimpy. And she's like, what the hell is the Pimpy? She said, he's funny, and he talks about gold and silver. So they started listening to the shows together because the mother wanted to make sure it wasn't anything bad. So, you know, she had questions, and she called me up and we talked. And I told her, you know, look, she's like, we can't afford gold and silver. And I said, no, there's other ways. Go out and collect the aluminum cans. How many of you guys got stuff in your house that has some kind of value that you don't use? I've had a treadmill now, and it costs me a lot of money. It makes a great clothes dryer to hang stuff onto, but I don't use it. So I was like, okay, I don't need that. You know what I mean? I can buy it back later on. So I sold it and took that money and put it into the precious metals. And we all got those types of items around the house that have a little bit of a value that you say, man, you know what? I'm not using this. Or what am I doing with this when I can do something smart? And that is put it into precious metals. So yard sales, bake sales, cut lawns, second jobs. People are getting second jobs. That's how serious they are about this. I had a lady tell me that, you know, she goes, look, this is how the poor stay poor and the rich get rich. We can't afford this stuff. And I said, you need to find a way. So this is what she's telling me. This was about 6-7 weeks ago. So she got her second job. She said, at first I was tired. I said, yeah, she laughs when she tells the story. But she said, after a while, what happened was when I got my first check for my second job, and I put it into precious metals. I said, uh-huh. She said, when I got my package in the mail, I was so excited. I go, oh, my God, I have gold and I have silver. Well, she had silver. Silver in my hand. She said she was real excited. Now she's at a point now. She has a really nice stack. She has, you know, a couple hundred ounces of silver. It adds up after a while. But her story is, it's funny because she says she knows her first job pays all her bills, but her second job goes all to precious metals. She said, in the first job, I'm like anxious to get away from it to get to my second job because I know the more money I make there, the more I can put towards precious metals. So, yeah, I know that to some people, like, I don't want to work two jobs. I'm saying, look, if there's a will, there's a way. You have to find a way. Right now is a very unique time in our history. I can't stress this enough. Right now, Trump is talking about going to the gold standard. If we do that, the value of gold and silver that we see right now is nothing compared to where it's going to go. Nothing. It's going to go up way high.
And to your point, Lee, we squander a lot of money from day to day. I mean, the average cup of Starbucks coffee is close to about $6. So if you take that $6, you multiply it by 7, that's $42. That's about an ounce and a half of silver if we make are willing to make a sacrifice, right? So, yeah, to your point, if there's a will, there is a way. You know, maybe you don't buy that brand new pair of shoes. You know, go with maybe a less expensive pair, but begin to diversify your portfolio. So great stuff.
Yeah, precious metals right now, I can't stress this enough. You have to get into precious metals. We are looking at the largest transformation of wealth we've ever seen in our history. It's not too late. Most of my subscribers from my channel are already way ahead of the curve. And right now we're seeing the stress on what's called the comics. So we're seeing the rich people start to buy up all the gold and silver. They're still trying to find ways to be sneaky and manipulate the markets. Don't fall for that. Just grab them while they're cheap. Let's put it this way. They know that the value of gold and silver is not going to stay where it is. It's going to skyrocket. It's going to skyrocket. You actually have a chance to become wealthy off this move if you get enough of it there. All right?
Okay.
Can I have the floor for one more second?
Go for it.
Mr. Freeman, you said you had 6 months' worth of money saved, ready to go. What's your reasoning for that so the viewers know?
The reasoning for that is usually when we come into a market crash, a severe one, there's always a rush on banks. People panicking and run to the bank to try to pull their money out. So you can imagine the people have this misconception about the bank, like the bank who's holding on to millions and millions of dollars. That's not true. As a matter of fact, if you have a bank account and you have several million in there, you can't just walk in and get it. You actually have to let the bank know ahead of time, set an appointment so they can order the money to be there for you. So if there's a rush on the bank, you can imagine they're going to drain the ATMs real quick. And what they usually do is they close the banks. So you won't even be able to get into the bank to get any money. You won't be able to get anything out of the ATM if this happens. You know, people go, well, that sounds like, you know, it's hyperbolic or it's fear-mongering. No, that's the truth. It's happened several times.
That's the truth.
So it's not dramatic. This is the truth. So it's better for you to have, especially if they do a bail-in. If they do a bail-in, they take all your money out of the account. At least the money they can't touch is the money that you have. So, you know, you have to have a really sneaky, secure place somewhere in your house that nobody knows about. And just, you know, be ahead of the ballgame. Have that money hidden somewhere in case of an emergency. That's all it is.
Mr. Freeman, people did that back in the day. you know, they used to put their money under the mattress, cut a little slot in the mattress and put their money in the mattress. They hid money all, you know, all over the house. They did do that. You know, but one thing I wanted to ask you now, let's say if a, two questions, and then I'm going to give the flow back to Mr. Tamaya and Jamar. Two questions I want to ask you. The a lot of people, they are buying stocks. That's all we know about, you know, is stocks, especially in in your black, in the black communities. And then one more, and I want to ask you, is that a good thing? Which one is better, buying, you know, precious metals or stocks? And one more thing I wanted to ask you. Let's say if you start buying those precious metals for coming in, buying a little bit here, a little bit that, and you got a whole bunch, and if you need cash and if you need to sell them to get rid of them, where do you go?
So there are, again, the same place, you know, like coin dealers will buy them. It's, people think, oh, what if they jump up in value, then it will be hard to sell. No, that's not the truth. You got to understand there's a lot of very, very rich people out there that would have no problem with picking up your inventory, regardless of where the price is, because it's a safe haven during financial crisis. So there's places, I mean, you can sell them to your local coin dealers. As a matter of fact, Money Metals Exchange, the company I'm telling you guys that I would recommend you guys on the internet, they will also buy it back. You see what I'm saying? So they don't just sell it, but they also buy it back. Also, if you're, I have a lot of my subscribers that have a lot of money. I had one guy move $2 million of his dollars into precious metals. He's like, Pimpy, but I don't want to hold this at my house. That makes me nervous. Well, over there at Money Metals Exchange, they have a depository over there that's separate from their inventory, I must stress. And so it's safe there. They can keep your holdings there if you're worried about keeping it in your house, okay? So there's a lot of different services that they offer over there. Now, here's the cool thing about the stores. First of all, it's a high-level storage facility. But the funny thing is the front of the building where they store precious metals for their clients, the local sheriffs rent out the front part of it. So you have the sheriff people sitting where all the precious metals are. So you got extra security there. But, again, Money Metals is – you can just Google them, Money Metals Exchange. Again, if you go there, you can see all the different services. And so they will store if you're too nervous about having large amounts of precious metals in your possession. And I understand that. So, again, and they'll ship it for free.
Okay. What about what about the other question I asked you, buying precious metal or stocks? Which one is the best?
Okay, right now the numbers are they're inflated. It's not real. What we're seeing on the stock market is fake. It's just being artificially pumped by our Treasury, by our Federal Reserve. They're just trying to keep everything going and positive as long as possible with the hope of a rebound, or just long enough for them to do what they need to do to move us into the gold standard. But make no doubt about it, people can make money if you know what you're doing. But I would not recommend you buy any kind of stock right now, because they, again, are artificially pumped. Now, if you insist on going into stock, even stock that's safe and secure during the financial crisis, then you need to buy what's called miner stocks, like precious metal stocks, miner stocks. People who own mining companies that mine gold and silver, buy their stocks, because obviously when gold and silver goes up in value, so do the stocks. And actually the stocks will outperform the precious metals, all right? And they're not that expensive, to be quite honest with you. So one of the videos I do about three times a week on my YouTube channel, I do this thing called Stock Watch, and I do show the people, you know, I have this fictitious investment portfolio that I just to show people what I'm talking about, where it shows you what our original investment was compared to where it is now and how much it's gone up, the difference between our original investment compared to where we stand right now. And I'm outperforming, and I kid you not, I benchmark my portfolio against the top 25 portfolios out there by professionals, and you know they're performing around 22 to 26%. My portfolio is at 54% right now, so I'm outperforming all of them.
Wow! All
right.
All righty,
Mr. Brown, Mr.
Mr. Lee Freeman, I know you'd mentioned something earlier. I'm going back earlier in the conversation where you said you keep about 6 months of cash on hand, right?
Yeah.
What would you say to the millennial that that lives by their ATM card? Why is that not a good idea? How do you change the mind of the millennial?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Millennials, you can reach them a different way. They're into cryptocurrencies, which is another one of those safe havens out there besides precious metals. Although I don't put a lot of faith into cryptocurrencies, this is where they love. They love the cryptocurrencies. It does outperform just having a normal savings or checking account. You get, you know, some of them have some pretty good returns on them. So cryptocurrencies are usually how you reach millennials. They like anything new, anything technical, you know what I mean, technology. That's one way. But, again, when it comes to millennials, the best way – oh, man, that's a good question. And most
people
are actually –
yeah, because I know a lot of people who and, again, I'm in finance as well. So I'm just asking the question. So for the viewers' sake, right, this is for the viewers or
right,
the listeners,
right, I get it.
If you will. But I'm in finance, and I can't tell you how many times I have couples – I'm taking their loan application and I'm going over their assets and everything is in the bank. The only thing they have in their wallet is their ATM card. A lot of people do not realize that once the internet goes down, then so does the ATM, right? You have absolutely you don't have access to any cash whatsoever. So then what do you do in the event of an emergency, right? So I was just wondering what message do, if you had any messages to the millennials, right? I know my message would be more for the married couple raising a family, but the millennials, that's a completely separate animal because a lot of them don't have any responsibility and they move at, oh my goodness, at lightning speed. So.
Well, here's the thing, and you just said it, most of them don't have any responsibilities. So now probably more than ever is a great time to start investing. Actually, millennials are getting pretty slick. You see a lot of them, I would say the vast majority of them, are on Robinhood. But they're playing in the stock market, which is, again, more power to them. They have access to the stock market. But if you don't know what you're doing or you don't know what to look for, it could cost you everything. Again, once this crash happens and we do some type of bail-in, the stock market's going to crash. And, you know, you won't have access to your money. You won't have access to your stock. And what good is it, you know what I mean, to try to access your stock if you can't even get into the bank and get your own money? So it's important to have some type of money saved, some money stashed somewhere where nobody knows your business. You don't need to tell them. It's just there for emergency purposes. But, again, I can't stress this point enough, and that is you need to start investing into precious metals, ones that you can keep with you. Find a place to hide them. They're easy to store. That's why I'm saying that old saying is if you don't physically have it, then you don't own it. So even then, you want to just buy safes. People could buy a safe, hide it in your house. There's very creative people out there that's really good at carpentry, so they can create, like, fictitious walls that they hide their safes and hide their money in. You know what I mean? It's I just don't trust the bank. There's too many signs. Okay, so we've seen the remember the dot-com bubble when it broke and then the market kind of dropped a little bit? Then we went into the real estate bubble. So these things happen. These are bubbles that affected our stock market in a big way. And that was only here in the United States. So you would get one bubble every now and then. Right now, worldwide, we see multiple bubbles.
Right.
Bonds, real estate, you know what I mean? It's all over. So make no doubt about it. The market's going to crash. There's going to be a run on money. You're not going to be able to get to your funds. You need to start prepping now. So, you know, in a worst-case scenario – I mean, in best case scenario, here's the thing. Good. You got to save and you don't need it, but at least you're prepared for it. You know what I mean? That's the best I could tell you. So I don't just have 6 months of my bill money. I have 6 months plus 10% just in case there's these miscellaneous things that are out there. But I won't. But even when I got extra money, I don't put it with the money. I put it immediately into precious metals. Okay?
Right.
That is a store of wealth.
Yeah,
that's a store of wealth. And you can hold that. It goes up in value. You know what I mean? And you can use it. It's the only thing that's legally considered money. People confuse the difference between currency and money. Currency is just paper. You're told has value. It doesn't have any value. Money, on the other hand, has value. Gold and silver has money. You can go anywhere in the world and use gold and silver. Do you see what I'm saying?
Wow.
Right.
Yes.
Let me
right.
Do that.
I love it. Oh, okay. I have to make this announcement. Okay. One more time. You're listening at Uplifting Communities Talk Show with Tamaya and Jamar, and our special guest is Mr. Lee Freeman. He's discussing investing in currency. Also, I want to make an announcement. I want to thank our sponsors, Mr. Johnson Brooks from Council of Elders, and also Miss Artie from Artie Organic Honeys and Soap. I want to thank you all so much for supporting Uplifting Communities Talk Show. And back to you, Ms. Gaines.
All right. So, Lee, in a nutshell, basically what you're saying, it's not an if. It's just a matter of when. And the sooner we prepare, the better off we're going to be. Is that correct?
Yeah, but it's not just you're trying to protect your wealth. This is a unique opportunity in our lifetime that you will actually gain wealth. Right? Everybody that's paying attention to gold and silver, which I have for a very long time, knows that the values that we see on the stock market of gold and silver are not real. They should be way, way higher than that. So they're about to let that, you know, it's like holding the beach ball underwater. Eventually you got to let it go and it's going to pop up. But I want to give you an
example
to think about. This will put things in perspective for you. Back in 1912, 1913, you know, gold was like $20 an ounce, okay? The cost of a house was $3,500. So you needed 175 ounces of gold in order to buy a house. You see what I'm saying? So $20 an ounce, $3,500, you need about 175 ounces in order for you to afford the house. Now, let's just pretend all this time you've been passing those ounces of gold, all right, to your loved ones over time, and you never added to your collection at all. You never took from it. You still have those same 175 ounces of gold today. So if you take the 175 and you multiply it times the 1954, which is the current value right now, well, then it comes out to, you know, what is this, $341,950. Can you still buy a house with that cost?
Yes.
See, do you see how it stores your wealth?
Yeah,
all right,
that's what you're saying.
Yeah, you store your wealth. So you still have the same amount. If you ever need it for whatever reason, it carries its value throughout time. So that's why I tell people, if you're trying to protect your wealth, you know what I mean? It's okay to have stocks. It's okay to have bonds. I don't think about it right now, but in the future. But you also want to make sure that at least 25% of your portfolio is held in physical gold and silver. You should always have that there just in case. It's a great way to protect yourself and hedge against inflation. It's a great way to protect yourself from any kind of financial crisis. So, you know, that's the example you want to use to show why you should hold precious metals to protect your wealth. Now, the other part of this is you can go on to my
I don't want to jump in again. I have to jump in. We only got 2 minutes left on the show, so I'm going to have either Mr. Mayo or Mr. Jamar to start closing this out.
All right.
Well, Mr. Mayo, would you like to do it or would you like me to do it?
Go ahead, Jamar.
Mr. Lee Freeman, thank you so much for joining us today. To all the viewers out there, you can find him on Pimpy's Investment Chat on YouTube. He has tons of phenomenal videos on there. He goes in deep on ways that you can invest and build and gain wealth. And Mr. Freeman, we thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me. I had a lot of fun.
Oh, it was incredible. It was incredible.
Yes, it was.
And I think, Mr. Ma, any last words for you?
No. I'm already subscribing to his channel. So, yeah, I'm just excited to get started and begin diversifying my portfolio. Thanks again for agreeing to be a guest on our show.
No problem. I appreciate you having me. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, thank you all for joining Uplifting Communities Talk Show. Thank the audience and thank the person that called in. And I wish everybody have a good night tonight. And I know I will.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. And God bless all of you. Okay? So we got to say good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.
Good night.